Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Nearly 47% of students scored at proficient levels in last spring's math test for grades 3 through 8 in New York State. That was an improvement from the year before. While the percentage of students hitting the proficiency mark on English exams was 45.4%, virtually unchanged. The gap between white students and Hispanic students on ELA tests have closed from 20.7% in 2015 to 15.5% this year, according to the Education Department. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation has allocated a minimum of $55,000 to distribute to public charities and faith-based organizations in its 20-town service area for year-end critical need grants. More may be available based on need. Grants are made possible through the Draper Foundation and Marion William and Alice Edwards funds. Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation is now accepting applications from those organizations. You must at least provide critical human services and can apply for grants at northwestcf.org/grants. Applications are due October 11th. Grants will be awarded in December. New York's red flag law went into effect on Saturday throughout the state. As the national debate on gun safety continues, the law, which passed earlier this year, allows law enforcement officials, family members, or school officials to seek a court petition that would allow seizure of firearms from people that courts find to be a threat to themselves or others. The red flag law, or extreme risk protection order, is just one of several gun control measures approved by Cuomo this year and the latest in a series of gun safety measures passed since the state's SAFE Act in 2013. The Gilman-Lehrman Institute of American History and Hamilton announced the launch of a digital version of its innovative education program to be offered free to nationwide schools serving grades 6 through 12. The program online will launch a pilot program with 76 participating schools from across the country, and that includes Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, where students will engage in a custom-designed education program that integrates the study of American history with the performing arts. Second graders and all students new to Seymour Smith Intermediate Learning Center are invited to pack a lunch and bring a blanket and join Principal Julie Roberts on the front lawn today from 11 till 2. Children can also have fun on the playground. Ice pops will be provided by the PTA. Building tours start at 11:30 and run every half hour until 2 p.m. More information if you want a tour but can't make this date, 518-398-3000 extension 3102. Sharon's Historic District Commission has a meeting set for today at 6 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. Also coming up today in Salisbury, Connecticut, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting at Town Hall at 6:30. The Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission has their meeting tonight at 41 Kent Green Boulevard, and that happens at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield is presenting Brain Busters from 10:30 to 11:30. It's every Tuesday. The program is free and open to all youngsters 2 to 5 of age. It features an hour of stories, songs, and group fun. No registration is required. More details, call 413-229-7004. Also coming up on Tuesday night, the Board of Selectmen in Sharon have their regular meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Congresswoman Jonna Hayes is hosting a town hall meeting at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. That happens at the high school at Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. That'll be tomorrow, 6 until 7 p.m. Also coming up tomorrow, special town meeting is being held in North Canaan, Connecticut at 7 at North Canaan Town Hall. The Columbia County Fair kicks off August 28th, running through September 2nd in Chatham, New York, with live entertainment featuring Frankie Ballard of American Idol and Mariah Formica of NBC's The Voice. Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church on Route 22 in Armenia, will have their bag sale from 10 to 2 on Wednesday, Saturday, August 31st also. The thrift shop will be closed Wednesday, September 4th, to restock and open for business again on Saturday, September the 7th. Great Barrington Historical Society and the Bidwell House Museum and Claire Teague Senior Center co-hosting a presentation entitled Revolution of Their Own, the story of Deborah Sampson, on Wednesday, August 28th at the Teague Center, located on South Main Street in Great Barrington. The program is free and open to the public. Also on the 28th in Dover, the town board will hold their regular meeting at 6:30 in Dover Town Hall. Little Nine Partners Historical Society holding a meeting on the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Graham Brush House on Church Street, Route 199, next to Peck's Market. All are welcome to attend. Tanglewood has something special coming up on August 28th, and that is Gladys Knight and the Spinners. Seven-time Grammy winner will perform in the Shed as part of the Popular Artist Series. A clean energy revolution is happening on August 28th in Rhinebeck, New York at 8:15. A free screening of filmmaker James Redford's Journey into the Dawn of Clean Energy. Coming up on Thursday, August 29th, that is the kickoff to the big historic weekend at Lime Rock Park. That is the Antique Race Car Parade, which starts at 4 p.m. The parade leaves Lime Rock at 4 on Thursday, making its way along a 17-mile route, including the towns of Lime Rock, Lakeville, Salisbury, and Falls Village. Parade watchers can watch by the side of the road. Each parade participant contributes $25 each, and that is donated to a local charity. If you own a 1975 or older sports car or vintage car and want to be in that, you can apply at limerock.com. And right after it ends in Falls Village, the street fair begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Cars arrive, line the streets for a car show and street fair, live music, entertainment, food and drinks, community vendors, and more. And entry is free. And, of course, then the rest of the weekend, Historic Festival 37, featuring the Sunday in the Park concours and gathering of the marquees, it now in its 37th year. More information at limerock.com. Coming up on August 29th, Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon is hosting a community potluck supper at 6 o'clock in the parish hall in honor of the church's 200th anniversary later this year. Ed Kirby, noted Sharon historian and author, will be giving a brief talk in his first speaker series at 6:30 in the evening. Ed will discuss the Church of England in Sharon, the evolution of Christ Church Episcopal, and the connection of the local iron industry with St. Thomas Episcopal and Trinity Lime Rock. He'll also share some personal recollections of past church life in Sharon. Potluck dishes will be shared with all. For questions, contact the office at 860-364-5260. On Thursday night, it's the wrap-up of the 8th Annual Sunset Music Series at the Canaan VFW on 104 South Canaan Road, Route 7, with two guys in suits and ties. It's from 7 until 9 p.m. An exhibit, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon, will be on display at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, from August 30th through October 13th. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday noon till 4. The Goshen Fair features professional truck pulls, Soul Sound Review, Apricot Brandy, James Montgomery Blues Band, and also special guest Christine Ullman. There'll be fireworks and much, much more. A true agricultural society put on at the Goshen Agricultural Society's fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Monday, Labor Day, from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will present the second annual Kent Carnival on Saturday, the rain date on Monday, September 2nd, at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street in Kent, from 12 till 3. The field will be buzzing with activities for people of all ages. Play all games for $3 each or two for $5. This all raise funds for the Lions Club, which will be cooking lunch as well. On Saturday from 1 to 3:30, Taconic Range, number 107 Dunbar Road in Sharon, is holding an information and skill sharing session on saving seeds for home gardeners. Grange members and others will be demonstrating how to save seeds from bush beans, tomatoes, houseplants, herbs, and more, with actual plants and fruit. If you've already saving seeds and would like to share some, please contact them at 860-671-7945. Friends of the Stissing Landmarks will light the Stissing Mountain Fire Tower on Saturday from 9 till 9:30 in observance of the 6th annual lighting of the Fire Tower event statewide. Observers can view the Stissing Fire Tower throughout Pine Plains and the surrounding area and be reminded that towers such as that one once existed to keep communities and neighbors safe from forest fires. More information at stissingfiretower.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 25,628.90. It was down over 623 points on Friday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 7,751.77. It was down over 239 points. And the S&P 500 starts off at 2,847.11, down 75 points. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.